Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. And say it with me. I know who I play for. Every episode in this series has been about awakening to truth. Remembering that God isn't outside of you, waiting for permission to move. God is within you, waiting for space to flow. But this book, God Powered, Unleashing Your Inner Superhero for a Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich Life, is where that truth became personal. Because this book isn't just about faith. It's about integration, living the principles, and not just repeating them. Now here's something that might surprise you. There's not one Bible verse in God Powered. Not because I don't love the word, but because I wanted to speak to the people who already know the verses, but haven't yet learned how to live them. Because there are plenty of people who can quote scripture, but still gossip about their coworkers, still tear down their friends, and speak lack over their own lives. And I wanted to ask, how can we claim to believe in divine love, divine abundance, divine truth, and yet participate in every day in thoughts, habits, and conversations that disconnect us from it? That's what God Power was born to address. I wanted to help people bring their spiritual practice out of the sanctuary and into their sentences, into their choices, into how they treat others and themselves. Because sometimes it's not the big sins that block your power. It's the subtle ones that look like culture. The ones we normalize without noticing, like complaining, gossiping, judging, comparing, overgiving, or staying small just to make others comfortable. Those little moments chip away at your God power until you forget your divine and start living like you're just surviving. God Powered is the invitation to stop doing that, to remember that your divinity doesn't disappear when you leave church. It travels with you. It shows up in your integrity, your intention, your energy, in the way you speak life or drain it, and how you show up when nobody's watching. I wrote this book because I wanted to help people make everyday shifts, small, simple, sacred corrections that open the channel again. Because you don't lose your God power, you just cover it up. And the moment you start choosing truth over gossip, peace over performance, and awareness over reaction, you uncover it again. That's when the inner superhero wakes up. Not the version that saves everyone else, but the one that saves you first. Because when you stop running on human power and return to divine partnership, life begins to move differently. You stop chasing. You start creating. You stop reacting. You start remembering. That's the whole heartbeat of God Powered, to help you live the principles you already know, not as ritual or religion, but as rhythm. Because the most powerful people on earth aren't the ones quoting truth. They're the ones embodying it. So today, let's talk about what it really means to live God-powered, to turn simple awareness into sacred action, to reclaim your daily peace, and to walk like someone who knows the divine isn't something you visit, it's who you are. The moment I stopped chasing results and started listening for alignment, everything changed. It didn't happen all at once. It began with small shifts, daily moments that used to slip by unnoticed, moments where I had a choice, react or remember. Strive or surrender, be right or stay aligned. Living God-powered is about recognizing those moments and choosing differently. I used to wake up and jump straight into work mode. Before I even opened my eyes fully, my mind was already solving problems, planning, fixing, managing. That's human-powered. It's the constant doing, that belief that if you don't hold it all together, everything will fall apart. Now I start differently. I wake up and say, God, flow through me today. Not give me the strength to do it, but move it through me. And that simple shift from effort to allowance has rewritten my whole nervous system. Because God-powered doesn't mean you never work. It means you don't work alone. It means your energy moves from anxiety to authority. You stop running on your own willpower and start living on divine partnership. That shows up everywhere. When I'm in a conversation that could easily turn into gossip, I change the frequency, not from judgment, but from awareness. I think, is this conversation given energy or draining it? If it's draining, I steer it. If it can't be steered, I exit it. When I feel the urge to complain, I pause and say what's true and what's useful. Because most complaints are just disguised fears looking for attention. And if I meet them with presence instead of projection, they dissolve. When someone tests my patience, and it happens, I remember that how I respond is what keeps me in or out of my power. So I breathe before reacting. I ask, do I want to match their energy or model a higher one? Those are the everyday choices that keep me God-powered. It's not about perfection. It's about awareness. It's about catching yourself in the middle of the moment and choosing your divinity instead of your default. And when I started living like that, everything around me calibrated. People responded differently. Opportunities opened. My body felt lighter. My creativity expanded. Because divine energy doesn't compete, it creates. It doesn't push, it positions. It doesn't hustle, it harmonizes. I see it in my business too. There were seasons I worked hard, but from fear, afraid of falling behind, afraid of missing the window. Now, I build from flow. If something feels forced, I step back. If it feels inspired, I move immediately. Because divine timing isn't about delay. It's about alignment. Being God-powered means you stop using exhaustion as evidence of effort. You stop glorifying the grind and start glorifying the grace. You start measuring your days, not by how much you did, but how aligned you stayed. That's why this message is so simple, but so transformative. You don't need to overhaul your life to activate divine power. You just need to notice the moments you've been unplugging from it and plug back in. Because that's what you really are, a conduit for God. A vessel for divine intelligence to move through in human form. Every time you forgive instead of fight, you stay plugged in. Every time you speak truth instead of gossip, you stay plugged in. every time you rest before you're forced to, you stay plugged in. Every time you breathe before reacting, you stay plugged in. That's God-powered. It's not dramatic. It's daily. It's how heaven gets expressed through your humanity, one conscious choice at a time. When I wrote God-powered, I made a decision, not one Bible verse. And that wasn't rebellion. It was reverence. Because I didn't want people to read this book and get caught in memorization. I wanted them to live the message. See, I've met so many people who can recite every scripture about love, but can't show compassion when someone disappoints them. Who can quote verses on abundance, but still speak lack over their own lives every single day. Who preach forgiveness, but hold grudges in their hearts like trophies. And I thought, we don't need more memory of the word. We need more embodiment of the principle. Because the truth isn't hidden in text. It's hidden in the living. The laws of the universe, the teachings of Jesus, the metaphysics of Neville, the affirmations of Florence, they all point to the same source. And when you strip away the performance, you're left with the principles that govern creation itself. Principles like the law of cause and effect, what you give attention to expands, the law of circulation, what you bless multiplies, the law of correspondence, as within, so without, the law of mental equivalence, your inner image becomes your outer experience, the law of love, the highest vibration in the universe, through which all others align. You can find these laws in scripture and science and psychology because truth is universal. It doesn't need your permission to be real, only your practice. And that's what God power is built on. Not religion, but resonance. Not dogma, but demonstration. Because God doesn't ask you to prove your devotion by performing. He asks you to show your devotion by becoming, to be patient when it's easier to react, to give when it's easier to hoard, to listen when it's easier to defend, to love when it's easier to close. That's the sermon. That's the scripture in motion. Jesus never said, worship me. He said, follow me, meaning walk like I walk, think like I think, love like I love. That's what being God power really means. To live as a reflection of divine consciousness in human form. Because every time you embody peace, you're preaching. Every time you walk in grace, you're teaching. Every time you choose compassion over gossip, you're evangelizing love without saying a word. This is why I believe spirituality must return to simplicity. Not the memorized, mechanical rituals, but the conscious, consistent moments of integrity and awareness. It's the way you show up in traffic, the way you talk to your family, the way you handle disappointment, the way you bless your money, your body, your work, your words. That's divine alignment. That's living scripture. That's the true universal mirror. Because when you live by principle, you don't have to convince anyone who you are. Your life becomes evidence. That's what God power means to me. Not a belief system, but a frequency. A way of walking that turns your daily life into devotion. And that, to me, is the purest form of worship there is. When I talk about being God-powered, I'm not talking about perfection. I'm talking about practice. Because real spirituality isn't what happens when the candles are lit and the playlist is right. It's what happens when life doesn't go your way, when the flight gets delayed, when someone misjudges you, when the invoice is late, when the energy feels off. Those moments are where divinity meets humanity. And if you can stay grounded there, if you can stay centered when everything is swirling, that's power. Everyday divinity is how you treat the ordinary as sacred. It's the moment-by-moment awareness that your energy is creative, your words are magnetic, and your choices are prayers. Here's what they look like in my life. Morning, alignment before action. Before I open my laptop or check my messages, I align. I talk to God, not to ask for anything, but to connect. Sometimes it's just one sentence. Flow through me today. I light a candle or take a breath and remember, I'm not doing this day alone. That's my reset button before the world starts talking. Conversations, no gossip, no grudge, no guilt. This one took time because gossip can feel harmless. It can even feel bonding, but the cost is energy. So when conversations start drifting into other people's business, I gently redirect or I go quiet. I'd rather hold space for someone's growth than rehearse their flaws. That's what walking in love looks like for me. Work, flow over force. When I feel pressure building, I stop. That's my cue that I've switched from source to self. I step away, breathe, and remind myself, I'm not the doer, I'm the vessel. When I return, things always move faster and smoother, because grace does what grind never could. Body, honoring my temple. I treat my body like a divine collaborator, not a machine. I feed it well, move it gently, rest it often. Because if my body is the vessel for God's work, then rest isn't laziness, it's reverence. Money, bless every exchange. Every bill, every invoice, every sale, every investment, I bless it. I don't call it debt. I call it divine circulation. Because energy doesn't like fear. When you meet money with gratitude instead of grasping, you invite more flow. Night, reflection, not regret. Before bed, I ask, where did I flow with God today? And where did I try to do it on my own? No shame, no judgment, just awareness. Because awareness itself is alignment. I give thanks, release the day, and rest knowing that even the hard moments were part of my refinement. That's the practice. It's not complicated. It's conscious. You don't need to wait for Sunday service to reconnect with the divine. You can do it in traffic, at your desk, in the kitchen, or mid-email. Because being God-powered isn't something you turn on. It's something you remember. The more you practice, the faster you catch yourself slipping out of alignment, and the easier it becomes to return. And every time you return, you strengthen the current that flows through you. That's everyday divinity. That's what keeps me happy, healthy, whole, and rich. Take a deep breath. Not the shallow kind that skims the surface, but the kind that fills your chest and reminds you, you're alive. Now exhale. And with that breath, release everything that made you forget who you are. Because the truth is, you don't have to search for your power. You only have to remember it. These reflections are your invitation to do just that. To reconnect, to realign, and to rise back into divine partnership. Number one. Where in my life am I still trying to earn what God already gave me? Do I believe I have to work harder, prove more, or be perfect to deserve peace? What would happen if I trusted that I am already equipped, already chosen, already loved? Number two, when do I feel most connected to source? Is it through stillness, movement, music, nature, creation, or conversation? How can I create more space for that experience in my daily rhythm? Number three, what drains my God power the fastest? Maybe it's gossip, overgiving, self-doubt, or constant comparison. What boundary or shift can I put in place this week to protect my peace? Number four, where do I still confuse control with responsibility? How can I let God lead through me instead of trying to manage every outcome? What would faith look like in that area? Not in theory, but in practice. Number five, what would it mean to live one day completely God-powered? How would I speak? How would I walk into rooms? How would I treat myself and others? Write it out, then try it just for one day. Now let's activate this awareness with words of remembrance, not to summon God, but to synchronize with source that's already here. Place your hand over your heart, take a deep breath, and repeat. I am one with the divine that created me. I am guided, supported, and supplied from within. My energy is sacred. My intentions are clear, and my words are creative power. Every choice I make is a prayer of remembrance. I don't need to force, I flow. I am not separate from God. I am the expression of God made visible. It's all me, and I mean to do right by me. Now rest for a moment in the quiet that follows, the space where peace feels like presence. That's the frequency of your God power. It's not loud. It's not hurried. It's holy. And when you live from there, you stop needing proof because you are the evidence. Here's the sacred truth. You were never meant to do life on your own power. You were meant to live God-powered. That's what this entire journey has been about. Remembering that the light within you is not borrowed, it's built in. You don't have to chase it, earn it, or perform for it. You only have to clear what blocks it, the worry, the striving, the comparison, the noise, and let God flow freely again. That's the secret to being happy, healthy, whole, and rich. It's not perfection, it's partnership. Because when you live God-powered, you don't walk into rooms trying to prove your worth. You walk in knowing you're the evidence of the divine design. You don't grind for peace. You flow in it. You don't beg for charity. You embody it. That is the divine feminine and the divine authority in perfect harmony. It's what happens when you stop asking God to fix things outside of you and start letting God live through you. And when you do, the world feels different. Not because it changed, but because you did. You become softer, but stronger. You become slower, but sure. You become less reactive, but more radiant. You stop taking everything personally and start living intentionally. Every conversation becomes a chance to transmute peace. Every breath becomes a prayer. Every moment becomes ministry. That's God-powered. It's not about separating your spiritual life from your daily life. It's about realizing they were never separate to begin with. So wherever you are right now, in your car, in your kitchen, in your quiet time, take a deep breath and let this truth sink in. You are the vessel. You are the proof. You are the extension of the infinite wrapped in skin and grace and purpose. Say it with me. I know who I play for, and I live God-powered. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in truth, in peace, and in divine partnership of your becoming. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.